All right, Taylor, reach into my hat and pull out one piece of paper. Don't peek. All right, which one did you get? Let's see here. And the winner of our drawing for Mommy's new book, Sanctified, Set Apart for a Purpose, is Tanera Block.
Congratulations, Tanera. We'll get your book in the mail as soon as we get your address.
Hello and welcome to the Heaven Bound Podcast. I'm your host, Lance Huntsman.
And I'm your co-host, Taylor Huntsman.
This show is about families getting to heaven. Our family is Heaven Bound.
You should come too.
Hello and welcome again to the Heaven Bound Podcast. Today we are bringing you episode number...
12.
Number 12. That's a dozen episodes we've got under our belt now, and we're excited to be here. I'm excited to have Taylor with me again. And we had her drawing, and I need to apologize. There's a couple of people that shared our post that I wasn't able to put in the drawing because Facebook wouldn't show me who they were because of privacy settings. I didn't think about not being able to see everybody that shared, but we had several people share, and I was excited about that because we're trying to get the word out about the podcast. And we had our drawing. Congratulations to Nara for sharing and winning, and we'll get you a copy of Christy's book in the mail as quick as we can. And hopefully next time we do something like this, I can figure out how to make sure I see everybody. I don't know if it's just because I wasn't friends with them, or I'm not sure why I couldn't see them, but there was, I think, two shares left that I couldn't bring up. It wouldn't show me. But anyway, we had fun doing that, and maybe we can give away something else sometime and help get the word out. So, Taylor, we got to go somewhere on Saturday. Where did we get to go?
The movie theater.
Do you like to go to the movie theater?
Yeah.
We don't go very often, but once in a while we get to go. And what did we go see?
Peabody.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman. And what was that movie about?
I don't remember.
Is it about a silly dog?
Yeah.
What was the machine that he built?
It was called the Wayback.
And what did it do?
It could drive.
It could drive. And did it take them places or did it take them to different times?
Take them different times.
Did they get to go way back, since they called it a Wayback, and see things that happened a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was your favorite part in the movie?
When the girls change the little girl to a princess.
Yeah, anything that is princess-ish could be confused for or used as a princess in any way is usually your favorite part, isn't it? And the little girl was an Egyptian princess for a little while until she found out that that wasn't a very good thing to be and they had to run away. But we had fun. Mommy was at a ladies' day and got to go down with a group of ladies and spend the day having Bible class and lunch and stuff. And so Daddy had the girls, and we went to the movies and got popcorn and drinks. And we had a good time together, didn't we?
Yep.
All right. Well, today we are continuing. We're going to be in the book of John this time. John chapter 1. Okay. Three episodes ago, Jesus was baptized. And right after that, he was taken off into the wilderness and he was tempted. For the first time, he had the power of the Holy Spirit that God was going to let him start using. And he was tested to see how he was going to use that. And he had the chance to be very selfish, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he decided not to. He remembered God's word and God's plan, and he resisted those temptations. And so now he's about ready to start what we call his ministry. He's going to start teaching people and helping people and healing the sick and feeding the hungry and just really trying hard to get people to listen so he can tell them all about God, isn't he? So in John, we haven't really talked about John very much, but John the Baptist, who was John the Baptist?
His cousin.
Yeah, he was Jesus' cousin, wasn't he? Or some sort of relative. We call him a cousin. It might not be exactly the same as what we call a cousin today, but they were related. And so John the Baptist, boy, he showed up and he was doing some weird stuff. Now, he was going around and telling people that you need to repent. And if they said, okay, that's a good idea, I want to repent, and he was baptizing them. And that wasn't completely weird, because people got baptized in the Old Testament. They got purified or cleansed, but they did it for very special reasons. And usually, if they were going to become a priest, they had to be cleansed like that. There were different things if they were unclean for different reasons. They might have been baptized, immersed, but John wasn't doing it for those reasons. He just showed up and he said, anybody that wants to repent, to say, I'm sorry, to stop doing bad things, then I'll baptize you so that you can be forgiven. And a lot of people started looking at that saying, wait a minute, who is this guy and why does he think he can come around just baptizing anybody he wants to? And they didn't understand. So some people went to him and they asked him. And right here in John chapter 1, we start reading in verse 19. It says, this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent to him priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? That's what they wanted to know. They said, who do you think you are? Walking around here teaching people and baptizing. You're not one of the priests. You're not one of the scribes. We don't know why you're doing these things. So they asked him, who are you? Verse 20 says, he confessed and did not deny, but he confessed, I am not the Christ. He knew they were looking for somebody, and he could tell, or maybe they even asked him, and John just doesn't tell us the rest of the question. I don't know what all they said when they walked up to him. But John was afraid that they were going to confuse him because they thought he might be who?
Christ.
Yeah, that's what it said. He had to tell them, no, I am not the Christ. Now they're going to ask him a couple more questions.
Who told them I am not the Christ?
John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin. He's the one that was baptizing people. And who did he baptize that we talked about?
Jesus.
Yeah, and he didn't just baptize Jesus, he baptized a bunch of people. And so they came and they said, now wait a minute, why are you doing that? Just who do you think you are? Because if you're doing that, you must think you're somebody pretty special. And John said, no, I'm not the Christ. Don't confuse me with him. Do you know who is Christ? When we say Christ, who is that?
Jesus.
Yeah, and the word Christ means the anointed one. It means someone, usually that meant the king, somebody that was anointed to be the king. Is Jesus our king?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the word...
Who was their king?
Well, they were under a Roman king right now. And that's why they were waiting for their king to come. They didn't have their own king because the Romans wouldn't let them. So they were excited for the Christ to come, because they wanted their own king again, but they didn't understand what kind of king it was going to be. Okay, so do you remember what a prophet is?
It's the person that gets excited to see what's going to happen and tells the other people what's going to happen.
Okay, yeah. It's a prophet was somebody God picked to let them know what's going to happen, right? He would send prophets to his people and say, look, if you don't change, then I'm going to have to judge you. And judgment might not be good. What prophet can you think of that went to tell people that if you don't change, something bad's coming?
Jonah.
Jonah was a prophet, wasn't he?
VeggieTales.
Yeah, you like that VeggieTales movie about Jonah, huh?
Yeah.
So the prophets would come and would tell people, sometimes it was bad news, if you don't change, something bad is coming. Sometimes it was good news, and they would say, guess what? God is going to send somebody to set us free. God is going to send somebody to be our king, our ruler, our savior, Christ, Messiah. Those names were for the person that God was going to send. And so the people listened to the prophets, and they wrote those things down, and they remembered them, and they were looking forward all the time to when is this person going to come? So they started thinking when John showed up, and he was baptizing people, and he was teaching them to repent. They started thinking, well, I wonder if this is who the prophets were telling us about. So they went up to him, and they asked him who he was. And the first thing that he said is, I'm not the Christ. He didn't want them to be confused and think that he was the Messiah, because it wasn't him. And so they asked in verse 21, well then, are you Elijah? Now, do you know why they might think that he was Elijah?
No.
If we turn to the Old Testament and the very end in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, Malachi was a prophet, and he was telling the people what God told him to tell them and what was going to happen. And he said, Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6, behold, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He, this person that he's calling Elijah, he will restore the hearts of their fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse. He says, this Elijah is going to come back, and when he does, you better listen to him, because he's going to try to teach you and try to fix things. Okay, so they ask him, well, if you're not the Christ, maybe you're Elijah the prophet, because Malachi said that Elijah the prophet would come. Now, Elijah was a prophet that lived a long time ago, and he served God, and they knew who Elijah was. So Malachi is kind of saying Elijah's going to come back, but he didn't really mean the real Elijah. He just meant somebody like Elijah, another prophet like Elijah, is going to come back. And so they said, well, maybe John is Elijah. Well, John said in verse 21, no, I'm not Elijah either. And that's a little tricky. We'll talk about that in just a minute. So then they said, okay, if you're not the Christ, and if you're not Elijah, they said, are you the prophet? See, they had another prophecy that was told by Moses. If we go all the way back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, and start reading in verse 15, Moses wrote, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me. Moses said, like me, so there'll be another prophet like Moses. There was going to be one like Elijah. Now Moses says there's going to be one like Moses. God will raise up a prophet like me from among you, from your countrymen, and you shall listen to him. This is according to all that you asked of the Lord your God in Horeb on the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God. Let me not see this great fire any more, or I will die. The Lord said to me, they have spoken well. I will raise up a prophet from among their countrymen like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. So Moses said, God is going to bring another prophet kind of like me, and when he comes, the people better listen. So the people said, John, why are you teaching people to repent, and why are you baptizing them? Are you the Christ? John said, nope. They said, are you Elijah? John said, nope. They said, are you the prophet? Because they remembered Moses saying there would be a special prophet come. And guess what John said?
No.
He said, no. And so verse 22, and back in John chapter 1, verse 22, they said, then who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? Remember, some of the Jews said, you need to go out there and find out, ask him who he is. So they said, well, we got to go tell him something. So if you're not the Christ, if you're not Elijah, if you're not the prophet, then who do we go say that you are? And here's what John answered them. He said, verse 23, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as Isaiah the prophet said. Okay, John was a pretty smart guy. And he knew that they remembered all those prophecies. And he knew they were looking for somebody that was the answer to those prophecies. And you know what? John was an answer to some of the prophecies. And he said, if you want to know who I am, I'm the answer to this prophecy. And he tells us from Isaiah chapter 40, starting in verse 3. He said, Isaiah said, before the Lord comes, there's going to be a voice that comes that's announcing to the people, that's telling the people to get ready. So when the Lord does come, they won't miss it. John said, that's who I am. I'm the voice. I'm not the Messiah. I'm not the prophet. I'm not the Christ. I'm the voice that God said would come first and tell everybody to get ready. So now they got another question for him. Okay, he told us who he is, and he said that he is somebody that the prophets talked about. But they said in verse 24, they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him and said, why then are you baptizing if you're not the Christ, and if you're not Elijah, and if you're not the prophet? They said, why are you doing that if you're not one of those guys that we were looking for? If you're just the voice that's supposed to get us ready, then why are you baptizing people? So verse 26, John answered and said, I baptize in water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. It is he who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to even untie. These things took place in Bethany beyond the Jordan where John was baptizing. Now the next day he saw Jesus coming. He just told him, he goes, I'm baptizing because I'm baptizing in water, but the real Messiah, the real anointed one, the real Christ is already among you, but you don't know who he is yet. All I'm doing is baptizing in water to help teach people, to help get ready. So it says the very next day, now the Christ, the Messiah was there and they didn't know him, but the next day John saw Jesus walking towards him. He was out close to the water. He was baptizing people. He already baptized Jesus. Remember when that happened?
Yeah.
And Jesus now is walking down the road, or walking down the beach maybe, towards him. And he looks up and he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one on behalf of whom I said, after me comes a man who is higher rank than I, for he existed before me. I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water. John testified, saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I didn't recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, the one that you see the Spirit descend and remain on, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. John says, I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. So John really says a bunch to us right there. He says, I didn't know who the Messiah was going to be. You know, John and Jesus were cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they got together sometimes when they traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover feast? The families probably traveled together, or at least met up when they got there. You think they got to get together and play when they were little?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when we have Christmas comes around, we get to go visit Poppy and Grammy and Uncle Jeff and Aunt Chickie, and you get to see your cousin Heidi, don't you?
Yeah.
And she lives a long ways away, and we don't get to see her very often, but we get to go see her sometimes. Well, John and Jesus probably got to see each other sometimes. But John said, I never knew who he really was. He said, however, God told me when he sent me to baptize people He said, "Oh, don't worry, you'll know who it is when it's time." And John said, "How will I know?" God said, "Well, this is going to be somebody that you're going to baptize. And when you baptize them, what's going to happen?"
"I don't know."
"Something is going to come out of heaven.
A dove."
"Okay. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit is going to come out of heaven and it's going to look like a dove. And it's going to come down and rest on him and it's going to stay on him." And God told John, "When you see that happen, you will know for sure that that is the Christ, the Messiah, the King, the Prophet, the Savior of the world." And so John said, "Look, I'm standing here and I can tell you right now, so you see that guy coming up?" He didn't say, "That's my cousin and I've known him for a long time." He said, "That's the guy that the Holy Spirit came and landed on and stayed on. That's the guy that the voice of God came out of the sky and said, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" John is telling them, "That's the guy that I was sent to get you ready for." See, they came out asking John, "Who are you and why are you doing these things?" And the next day after they asked that, John said, "I'm just here to tell you about that guy. His name is Jesus, and you need to go listen to what he has to say." Did you know it?
Yeah.
Now, earlier I said there was kind of a tricky part that we would talk about later. Let's go back a little bit. In verse 21, they asked John, "Are you Elijah?" And he said, "No." This gets confusing, and some people think that maybe the Bible is wrong. In Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 11, Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah who was to come." So Jesus says that John was Elijah. Now, he wasn't really Elijah. Elijah was Elijah. But Elijah was a great prophet. And John was John. But when Malachi said that Elijah was going to come back, they didn't mean that he was going to come back from the dead. They meant that somebody just like him was going to come again. And Jesus says, "Yeah, that somebody is John the Baptist." And so Jesus tells us, and we know Jesus wasn't mistaken, Jesus tells us that John was the Elijah that Malachi was talking about. So that makes us ask the question, well, why did John say that he's not Elijah? Did John tell a lie? No, he wasn't lying. There's a couple of different things that it might have been. Number one, maybe he didn't know that that's who he was. He knew that he was sent to get things ready, but maybe he thought when Malachi wrote about the Elijah coming back, maybe he thought that was talking about Jesus, and he didn't want the people to confuse him and think that he was Jesus. So maybe he just wasn't sure who that was. Or maybe he knew that they were looking for the real Elijah, the first Elijah, to come back from the dead. He knew they didn't understand that prophecy. And so he told them, "No, I'm not the real Elijah. That's not who I am." It could have been either one of those. He did know that he was sent to get ready for Jesus. And he tells them that. And he gives them another prophecy from Isaiah chapter 40. "I'm the voice of the one that was told to make straight the way of the Lord, to get ready for the Lord." So some people get confused because Jesus says John was Elijah and John said he wasn't Elijah. But either he didn't know that he was the fulfillment of that prophecy, or he knew that they didn't understand the prophecy and he was answering the question the way they needed to understand, because they thought the real Elijah was going to climb up out of the ground and come back to life, and that's not what happened. He wasn't that Elijah. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
I hope so. All right. So John is helping Jesus get ready to start his ministry. See, John was doing this for a long time. He was going around and he was telling people, get ready, the Lord's coming. And they said, oh, good. We've been reading those prophecies for a long time and we're ready for the Lord to come. And John said, come here, if you want to repent, I'll baptize you for forgiveness. And a bunch of people came and let him baptize him. And so John is helping Jesus start his ministry because now John has all these people that were following him. And he says, now you need to go follow him, Jesus, instead of me. That's what John says. And so Jesus is going to have people that John got ready. And now they're going to come and they're going to start hearing what Jesus has to say. And so next week, we're going to start looking at what Jesus has to say. We're going to start following Jesus as he teaches and helps all these people to find out what he wants us to know. So what do you think about John the Baptist?
He baptized a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think was the best person that John baptized?
Jesus.
Yeah, why do you think that's the case?
Because he's the Christ.
Do you think John wants people to keep following John?
No.
No, does he say, well, Jesus is here, but there's a lot of you, so why don't half of you come listen to me and the other half can go listen to Jesus? Would that be a good idea?
No.
No, why?
Because he changed his mind for all of the people.
Who is the most important person that everybody needs to listen to?
Jesus.
That's right, and John knew that, didn't he?
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Thanks. Come back soon.
Good job. Well, here we go, changing gears again. And I had to record that one with Taylor a little earlier in the morning. And I know some of her yawns and things I wasn't able to edit out because I would have to back up and record a bunch of stuff. And she wasn't quite as awake and lively this time. So maybe I won't have to get her around early like that again, but I still think she does a good job and I'm proud of her. I have today for you another resource that I would like to share. About 3 years ago or so, I met a guy by the name of Adam Fawn, and we met online. We were both logged into and listening to another podcast live and chatted a little bit, and I got to meet him briefly in person at Polishing the Pulpit probably the next year after that. And I haven't gotten to know him personally real well, but he has a website, and I want to pass this along to you today. If you open up your web browser and go to faughnfamily.com, it's F-A-U-G-H-N family.com, and he and his wife, Leah, have a website. And there's a lot of stuff on this website for you. They blog and have a lot of good articles. They share a lot of good resources as well. They have a few podcast episodes up, and I don't know if that's something that they're going to continue with or not. They have a store with some things that he has written. He is the preacher for the Lebanon Road Church of Christ in Nashville, Tennessee. He and his wife both come from Freed Hardeman, and they homeschool their two children, and they just share a lot of tips, a lot of resources, a lot of articles. Like I said, they've got podcast episodes, they've got some books, some material that he has written, and it just really is a great resource for you to be familiar with, and I highly recommend anything that you find on that website. And so I'm gonna keep it short today and just ask you to hop on over and check out www.faughnfamily.com. Find out more about them and see what some of the things they have to share with you are. And with that, I'll call it a wrap. Thank you, as always, for listening, for subscribing, for sharing. If you haven't subscribed, thank you, as always, for downloading and listening to our podcast. I hope that it's helping you come up with ways to study the Bible with your children, to just be able to open it up, read, explain to them, let them explore, let them ask questions, and be able to share God's word with your family, because making sure that our family gets to heaven is at the very top of my list, and I know it's at the very top of yours as well. Share this podcast with anybody that you know. You can find us in iTunes. You can find us in the Zune Marketplace. You can find us on heavenboundpodcast.com. And again, thank you. Have a blessed week.